Blessings and welcome to the path to freedom and this healing power of prayer. My name is Daniel Ruquillo, and as always, I'm deeply grateful and honored that you're choosing to join me, that you're choosing to participate in the ever expansion, ever unfolding of your soul. And obviously, I'm participating in the ever expansion and ever unfolding of my soul. So I'm grateful that you are here, that you're making yourself a conscious and active participant in allowing spirit to come into a greater and grander expression in, as, and through you. To allow yourself to shine, to soar, to glow beyond anything that anyone has ever seen. Because that's what we're doing, as spirit is always expressing itself uniquely in us and through all of creation. It means that whenever we grow, and whoever we are, whomever we are, wherever we are, whenever we are, we're a unique expression of spirit. Something that has never quite been seen before, and something that will never ever quite be seen ever again. So thank you for being here, and thank you for being willing to do this work. So this is a healing power of prayer talk / session / meditation. And before we move into the actual prayer, I just want to say that this modality of prayer, it is called a spiritual mind treatment or a six-step affirmative prayer. And it is a modality, it is a technology where we do not move into asking or begging or beseeching an external deity to give us anything or to change anything, but we are doing this to treat our own minds, to come back to the knowing and feeling that all is well, to come back to the knowing that all that we wish to experience, it is already here, it is present, it is within, it is inherently within, as God is all there is. So if you have not participated in one of these sessions before, I bid you extra welcome. And if not, I'm happy that you're here. For maximum effect of this prayer, I invite you to come back to this for at least 30 days in a row, to really treat the mind, to really release and let go of all thought patterns and narratives and beliefs, allowing a new programming, a new narrative, a new paradigm to be put into place. But that takes repetition. So please feel free to come back to this over and over and over again. So without further ado, I invite us all in this now moment to... Oh, and the title of this prayer, the theme of this prayer, the feeling tone of this prayer is All is Well Here and Now. All is well here and now. And so in this now moment, I invite us to make ourselves comfortable. I invite us to close our eyes. I invite us to put a smile on our face to really emphasize and to really let the body know that all truly is well. And as we always want to begin and end in gratitude, let us just feel into how good it is to be here and now. How grateful I am to be right here, right now, in this moment, at this point of time, this iteration of who and what I am. I'm so grateful that I get to be, that I get to walk this beautiful path of continuously setting myself free, of continuously allowing forever greater and grander expressions of who and what I am to emerge, to be revealed, to be expressed. Of continuously allowing forever expanding love and joy and peace and harmony and wholeness and beauty and abundance to well up from within. Of continuously moving ever deeper and deeper and deeper into the realization that all of these divine qualities, they are here. They are not out there. They are here. They are inherent within me. They are the very truth and the essence of who and what I am. This is true freedom. This realization, this right here, this is true freedom. Realizing that I am missing nothing, that we are missing nothing. And so let's give thanks for our continuous awakening. Let's give thanks that we are awake, aware, and alive. Let's be grateful. Let's appreciate the journey that we are on and the divine guidance that is continuously pulling and nudging and moving and kicking and pushing us into expansion, into progression, into growth, into unfolding. So I'm grateful that I am here, and I'm so grateful that you are here. I'm grateful for your willingness. I'm grateful for your courage to do this work. This is not the path for the faint of heart. But walking this path, it requires courage. It requires bravery. It requires willingness. And I'm grateful that you have, that you possess, that you're making use of all of these. And so I'm grateful that I get to be in your presence, you beautiful, magnificent, powerful, perfect, divine being of love and light. I'm grateful that I get to be present with you whenever you are, whoever you are, wherever you are. That we get to hang out in the one field of consciousness. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And it is from this space of gratitude that I recognize that there is only one thing happening here. We can call it God, we can call it energy, we can call it the divine matrix, we can call it the universe, we can call it the higher power. We can call it whatever we want to call it. It's still the one and only mind, the one and only power, the one and only source, the one and only life. This the one, this the whole. It is boundless, it is limitless, it is infinite, it is eternal. It is fully and evenly present everywhere, meaning that God is not more over here than over there. God is not fully present here and completely absent someplace else. But as God, this benevolent, loving, present spirit is all there is, it means that it is all there is. And as God is infinite love and peace and joy and harmony and wholeness and beauty and abundance, intelligence, as God is fully present everywhere, it means that these are fully present everywhere. And let us recognize that God is omniscient. Let us recognize that God knows all there is to know and sees all there is to see. There's nothing outside of spirit. There are no dualities in God. There are no opposites in God. There's not God and something else. There's not a benevolent spirit and a malicious force or power outside of spirit. But as spirit is all there is, it means that it knows all there is. In its infinite mind, every single possibility exists. All there ever is, all there ever has been, all there ever will be, exists now in this infinite mind. And this benevolent, loving presence, it is truly loving, it is truly good, it is truly for itself. It cannot ever be against itself. It cannot ever contradict itself. It cannot ever diminish itself or compromise itself. But it is always for itself. It is always for its own expansion. It is always for its own coming into greater and grander expression of itself in as and through all of creation. And to that end, it is beautifully and magnificently and powerfully and perfectly guiding and leading and moving itself. It is in every single moment making sure that everything needed is provided, that all needs are met, eternally sourcing and fueling and funding itself. And let us also recognize that as God is omniscient, as He knows all there is to know, and as it sees all there is to see, it knows what needs to happen and how it needs to happen and when it needs to happen. In other words, God is always expressing itself perfectly. God is never too late. Spirit is never too early. Spirit doesn't ever deny anything or withhold anything. But divine and perfect action is always happening. And divine and perfect action is always happening with divine and perfect timing. Spirit is always expressing itself beautifully, powerfully, and magnificently. And we are one with it. I am one with God. You are one with God. And Spirit is all there is. It means that everything is in Spirit, and Spirit is in everything. Which means that you and I, we have never been, we never could be, we never will be separated from this loving presence. Any more than the wave could ever, ever, ever be separated from the ocean. The wave is a beautiful expression of the ocean. The wave is an emanation of the ocean. The wave is the ocean revealing a unique aspect of itself. But the wave and the ocean, they aren't set apart. If the wave for an instant would be cut off from the ocean, it would cease to exist. And in exactly the same way, you and I are eternally, infinitely one with the Spirit. We are Spirit expressing itself in a unique and perfect, whole and complete way. We're Spirit getting to know itself at a greater level, expressing itself as it has never expressed itself before. But we're always one with it, always one with it. And it is from this awareness of absolute oneness, absolute unity, that I know and that I feel that all is well. Regardless of conditions, regardless of circumstances, regardless of surface appearances. And I'm not denying that surface appearances sometimes appear to be bleak. I'm not denying that we as humans sometimes are suffering. That we are sometimes having an experience of lack or scarcity. I'm not denying that we are sometimes hijacked by thoughts as to what should and should not be as opposed to what is. I'm not denying that the ego is conjuring up drama in our minds. I'm not denying any of that. But underneath that, beyond that, surrounding all of that, I know that all is well for the simple reason that the only thing that is ever happening is this benevolent, loving presence that is always for itself. That is always for itself. So everything that is happening, it is happening for the benefit, for the edification of our growth, unfolding, expansion, progression. Whatever we are facing, whatever I am facing, whatever you are facing, it is a calling, it is an invitation for us to release and let go of something in our minds, in our ways of being, in our ways of moving through life. So that we may continue to move forward, so that we may continue to grow, so that we may continue to unfold. And everything needed for that growth, unfoldment, expansion, it is abundantly provided for now, here. Everything that I need, everything that you need, everything that we need to keep moving forward, to keep shining, to keep glowing, to keep soaring. It is here and it is now. We're lacking nothing. We're missing nothing. Because God never withholds anything. Spirit is always for itself. So just like every seed in nature has everything it needs to unfold into whatever it is destined to become, just like the caterpillar has everything it needs to weave the cocoon, to close itself off from the world, to go through the messy transformational process called metamorphosis, only to become a butterfly. The same divine intelligence that makes sure that our hearts beat, that makes sure that our lungs breathe and that our bodies digest and heal and grow and do whatever they are doing, and that there's so much that they are doing, much of which we are not even aware of. That same divine intelligence is eternally present, guiding, leading, and moving us forward. So there's always a gift and a blessing, and rather than asking, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening now? Oh God, oh God. We can ask, what good is present here that I cannot see? What is my lesson here? We can begin to reaffirm, re-enchant the good that we wish to experience, even in the midst of experiences that are not to our liking. We can still go to, in our minds, we can still go to, we can still affirm, we can still decree, declare the good that we wish to experience. We can still set intentions to move in that direction, to begin to move in the direction of the good that we wish to experience. So we're not lacking anything. We're not missing anything. And the moment we raise our vibration, the moment we expand our consciousness, the whole universe will rise up, is rising up to meet us here. Because consciousness always precedes form. And our consciousness is beautifully designed. Our minds are beautifully designed in such a way that we get to think about whatever we want to think about. We have the ability, we have the mandate to think about whatever it is that we want to think about. So we're not lacking anything. We're not victims of anything. Unless we choose to. But God, in its infinite wisdom, has provided everything and anything that we need to raise ourselves up from whatever low vibration thought forms and emotions that we may be hijacked by, held hostage by, to raise our gaze above our current conditions, and to watch how miracles happen when we put a smile on our face, when we relax and rejoice. All of this is inner work, but we have the tools, we have the abilities, we have everything needed. So I know that all is well, even in the bleakest of conditions and circumstances. Because these conditions and circumstances, every single challenge is but a gift and a blessing of transformation. It's but a stepping stone, a springboard, an invitation, a calling for us to raise ourselves up and allow the healing to happen. And healing doesn't mean that we're broken. It doesn't mean mending anything. It simply means that we are giving permission for that which has been obscured, that which has been covered up, the love, the joy, the peace, the harmony, the abundance, the wholeness, the health. We're giving it permission to express itself, to reveal itself at a greater level, at a higher level. That's the only meaning of healing. And as spirit in its infinite wisdom, as every single possibility already exists in the infinite mind of this benevolent loving presence, it means that the highest possibility for us in our lives, every aspect of our life, already exists. It means that the next iteration of who and what we are, that version of us that is so soaring in the higher vibrations, that version of us that is so luminous and radiant, that version already exists. As a sunflower unfolds, that sunflower emerges from within the sunflower seed. As an oak tree emerges, as it grows for hundreds and hundreds of years, all that growth, all that expansion is happening from within. Nothing, not one bit of the sunflower, not one bit of the oak tree is coming flying through thin air to be put together by some magical force. But they're all, every iteration, every version, every expression of the sunflower, of the oak tree, is within the seed, was always within the seed. And in exactly the same way, every version of who and what we are is here, is now. All we got to do is say yes to it. All we got to do is to do the inner work of moving ourselves, making choices that are in alignment with this good. So all is well here and now. All is well here and now. Something wonderful is happening here and now. Everything is working for our highest good here and now. In every here, in every now. And perfect preparation and unfolding is always happening. And it is happening here and now. For all of this, I give thanks. I give thanks knowing that this has already happened in the infinite mind. I give thanks knowing that this is a done-ness. This is an is-ness. Whatever good it is that we wish to experience in our lives, for ourselves, it is already here. It's already done. It is within us. All we got to do is to choose it in consciousness, to be it in consciousness. And we have everything needed for that to happen. We have everything needed for us to choose to be the good that we wish to experience, to take on the feeling tone that it is already here, that it is done, that it is happening now. And so I give thanks for the beautiful design. I give thanks for all of this happening with ease and grace. I know that it is happening now. I know that it is happening now. I know that good is happening now. I know that something wonderful is happening now. I know that everything is working for our highest good now. So let us just release it all. We've taken on the feeling tone that it is done, that it is happening now. Let's release it. Let's pry our hands off of the steering wheel. Let's release the trying to figure out how or when. Let's simply bow our heads, surrender, and say, "Thy will be done." And we can augment that. We can support that by saying, "Use me. Use me for the highest good. Use me for the unfolding of the highest possibility of my life." So we release it. We allow that which already is to be. We surrender to it. We get out of the way and we let it be. We let it be. So it is. So be it. So shall it be. So we are, so spirit is, as there is only one and we are it. As there is only one and we are it. Amen. Amen. Ashe. Aho. Hotep. Shalom. Salam. And hallelujah. Thank you as always for tuning in, for participating. Until we meet again, as always, I bless our days, and I bless our ways in the absolute knowing, and I invite you to say it with me in the absolute knowing that all is well, that something wonderful is happening, that everything is working for our highest good, and that perfect preparation and unfolding is happening now, always and forever. Until we meet again, much love, many blessings. Namaste.